Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good morning. Waking up with Linda McShann. It is Sunday a.m. We're gonna have a great day. You know, I relaxed you down last night. Rewind and relax down with Linda. And this morning, I'm waking you up. That just does not mean get up out the bed. It means to wake up those brain cells. Think. Be present. You know, before you can lead anyone, you have to start with yourself first. We're going to have a great show this morning. We have Julio Linares coming on. He's going to talk to us about healing with the truth. And then Jasmine Henderson, the author of A Broken Vow, will be returning. And we're going to speak about self-worth this morning. This is an AM show because today is a youth call. We've switched it up here. And, you know, we do believe in paying it forward. A closed hand receives nothing. And today I celebrate passing of the torch from one of my youth graduates. She's going through an extensive leadership program. She's moving into her legacy, and this program is awesome. It teaches you awareness. It teaches you about you, so therefore you can recognize and lead others in a proper way. And the beauty of this particular event is I am her angel, and I have been spreading my wings and paying it forward for about 3 months. And she doesn't know me, and I don't know her. And this evening, we get an opportunity to reveal face-to-face. It's going to be an exciting thing. You know, it's always good and exciting to support, embrace someone that you don't know. Paying it forward is very, very, very important. And in order to keep moving out there, you have to recognize your life and the lives of others, and especially appreciate those who assist you now and who have assisted you in the past. In order to do that, you do a life stretch. And this is my motto, my attitude, and I would like for you to have it also.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. Where we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling. to the story now. Left a good job down in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the thing might have been. The wind keep on turning, ooh, the power it keep on burning.
Been on the river,
cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I
pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the primary keep on burning. Rolling on the river,
on the river.
Heavy rolling,
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 rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
It doesn't matter if we cannot see it or feel it. We know that it's up there. So let's just be the sun for our lives and the lives of others.
Sweet the new inside.
You know, we're all fortunate out here just to be here. And please, never, never acquire amnesia. Always remember and appreciate those that were there for you. This is Community Information, Family Conversation, Appreciation Day, Pay It Forward Day. Let's keep remembering and let persons know how you appreciate them.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my
you feel out there. Don't acquire amnesia. Don't forget, you know, we have a segment here on Waking Up with Linda McShann. Stay in touch. And I got a message from Andre. He wanted to tell Ashley that he is so glad that she is his sister. And what would he do without her? And also, Rebecca wanted to tell Aaron how much she loved him. You see, we have to keep putting it out there. Do not acquire amnesia. It is not a good thing. Remember those who are there for you. And I remember as a little girl, being Southern-born, brought up in Houston, Texas, I always play that song, Celine Dion, and it reminds me, I appreciate my mother and everything that she taught me. And one thing she told me is don't do it if you have to think about it. And once you start it, you complete it. You see, coming out the South, we're bred it up a little differently. People have their mixed emotions. They put all type of tags on us. But I was always taught to say, you know, I don't mind you putting tags on me, and I don't mind you putting labels on me. And keep this in mind. But if you're going to put some labels on me, put some Gucci or Chanel. We move top of the line. Let's keep rolling.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. And I know it's gonna be
Waking Up with Linda McShann this Sunday morning, June 29th. This month is gone, but it has been an exciting month. And I am so excited to wake you up, not just to have you get up out the bed and stomp on the floor four times, but to get up, move those brain cells, let that communication start up in that head. Keep it there. Do not be swayed. Do not come up off of your course. This is Sunday for communication, family conversation, appreciation, and information. We're starting this morning at 7:30 to 9:30. Tomorrow morning, we will not be with you. We will come in on the PM. That way you'll wind it down, had a long good day, and we can talk about it. This lifetime will never come again. It is precious and irreplaceable. To live without regret, we must have a concrete purpose, continually setting goals and challenges for ourselves. And when we need to keep moving toward those specific targets steadily and tenaciously, one step at a time, let's keep stepping out there. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann.
I can move to
at work, gotta take time. And all through my coffee break time, I say a little
prayer for you.
life I can be proud of. We can't fall quick. Remember when I used to tell my girls like, yo, this dude think he's so it, think he's so fly. And every time you tried to talk to me, I'm like, yo, don't even dare try. I was on my solo groove, I ain't want nothing, I ain't need nothing. Man, I'm good, now I'm speechless, cause I fell for him. The poet in me died cause I fell for him.
Just speechless, baby.
Come on.
Don't know what to say. I'm just speechless, baby.
You fall for what you
Don't forget to stay in touch with your loved ones. Dial 323-769-5879. Leave your name and the message for the person that you want to give that love information to, and we air it out on the next day. Remember to stay in touch. You don't want to be walking around wondering and regretting. Stay in touch, 323-769-5879. Waking up with Linda McShann. How are you this morning? I had all the listeners waiting for you to come in.
Yeah.
I told them all about your good stuff. We're going to be talking about healing with the truth. Julio, how is your day going? And I want to thank you for taking out time to share some wonderful things with us this morning. It's on you. You can get started. What are we going to talk about?
Thank you, Linda, for having me on the show. I've been waiting for this for so long. How's everybody doing? We waking up. Aren't we waking up today? Yeah, that's what we're doing today. Yeah, because I'm just really honored to be on the show, and I really wanted to tip my hat off to Linda for letting me be on the show. So sorry for just being a couple of minutes late, but, you know, a guy got to be in the restroom once in a while. Just so you could get off. One of the things that I, because you know how you had said that we wanted to heal with truth, and that's one of the things that I feel that's wrong with today's society is that you know, we're not healing. We're not healing at all. We're going against the grain when it comes to ourselves, and I want to make sure that we bring awareness and consciousness to. When it comes to stuff like that, because I believe like it's really, really important that we do not harbor any type of dark secrets when it comes to that, because it affects us not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. So, yeah, I really, really, really want to get down with that.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. Let's go with it. And what I'm hearing here is what you're saying, Julio, is that, you know, we cannot harbor our doubts and our pain or anything of that nature, because when we hold things on the inside, it affects us, like you said, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Am I hearing this right?
Yeah, see, that's one of the things that happens when we do that to ourselves. So basically, a little lie is just a little lie. So, I mean, that's going to be something that's part of human nature. But once you start holding something against your own self, like let's say, for an example, me and Linda want to go, we'll be trying to get on the Ferris wheel. We'll keep it simple. We want to go on the Ferris wheel. So me and Linda, we want to go on the Ferris wheel. And then there's a group of people that say, no, maybe all of you people should go on the roller coaster. So somebody will keep it simple. They'll probably say, well, yeah, we really do want to go on the roller coaster, but maybe we should go on the Ferris wheel first. So we'll probably get sidetracked with the group. We'll try to follow the word of the pack, going on the roller coaster, but deep down inside, we really don't want to. So we need to learn as people that sometimes we need to set up boundaries and say no, because deep down inside, what is it that you really want deep down inside? And people don't really follow their intuition and their inside voice, and that's the key to everything, and that's when lies start, because they don't really want to do that. And that's when it starts affecting you and in your body. And then your body starts, like, holding stuff in and suppressing stuff that you really do want. And it can start from that type of lie. Like, it was just an example. And it starts going into bigger lies. You know what I'm saying? Like, relationships, hanging out with your mom, with your father, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, uncles, And people don't really stand up for their own selves. And that's when everything starts getting into a bigger and darker secret. And we can take it far as we can. We really don't want to get into that. But, I mean, I hope you understand what we're trying to get into. Because then that's when producing ailments, like maybe cancer of the throat, because people don't speak up. Maybe you get like a digestive infection because you're not really speaking from the heart. You know, just stuff like that. And I think people really need to understand that speaking the truth is something that's going to help you out on the long run.
You know, I'm listening to you, and you're talking about standing up and speaking out, and I was at a culmination yesterday from a summer scholar program, and the director of the program, Alfred Herrera, which is over CCCP at UCLA for summer scholars, and he made a statement, and the statement that he made was, you know, you must stand up and speak out, because if you don't, someone else will do it for you. So I'm putting that with someone else will do it for you, or something else will do it for you. From listening to you this morning, you know, about holding it in, doing things that are against the grain, you know, taking suggestions that aren't our suggestions and not saying that I don't think I want to do that. And things of that nature, that could be that something else talking to you, as you mentioned, cancer or indigestion, something that's going in our body. So everything affects us. So we have to be able to carry that truth. Well, let me ask you, Julio, how many people are really that you feel, you know, I'm a Southerner, so I know how to tell the truth. And that's all I'm going to do is tell the truth. Most of the time, it gets me in trouble, but who cares? I'm going to tell the truth, because I'm not going to walk around with illnesses in my body. So I say what I have to say. I've learned how to say it in a different way, but I still say it. But how many people really a truth to themselves so that they can recognize the truth. What do you feel about that? How can you know a lie from a non-lie if you don't really know who you are? Where do we start with that?
Well, that is one of the keys when it comes to, and that's a very real good question, when it comes to being able to spot a lie. And first of all, actually, when it comes to that, okay, see, lying is a cooperative act, meaning lying has power once someone agrees to believe the lie. So that means, let's say, somebody tells me a lie and I believe it, so I'm giving power to the lie. So the lie has no effect on nobody, but the only reason that we believe and we give power to the lie is because we believe it. So when you don't believe the lie, you diffuse its power by knowing the truth. And that's the key, especially when you know they're lying to you. So it's all about awareness and consciousness. So that's when you're able to spot something. There's like a little study that shows that you are granted like to be lied to about 20 to 100 times a day. And nobody really knows if that's going to be like out of those 20 to 200 times a day, if it's going to be a white lie. So it's a lot of people are so detached from their own selves that they can't even, they don't even know what their intuition is. The body knows when a lie is a lie. Like some people be like, I don't know about this guy, I think he's lying. Or I don't know about this girl, I think she's lying. And they'll still go with the flow. But see, because we're so already trained and conditioned to act like that we won't speak up. So it's that little feeling that you get inside your body, and a lot of people won't pay attention to it. There's another recent study that shows that, strangers are more adapted to lie like 10 more times within minutes of meeting somebody. There's another study that shows that been proven men lie 8 more times about themselves while women lie to protect other people. So with that being said, like, there's different degrees of it. So that means that she may lie about something, and mean in regards to protect her emotions or a man's emotions or ego or just playing other people. And so there's different ways to go on about it. Another thing that we know about is that humans in nature, we're just against lying. Like the body will just, you can just pick it up, but people, sometimes we can be naive, you know, Linda. But most of the time we are secretly for it, like in a covert type of operation. Like we don't want to be lied to, but then again, we're kind of for it.
No, we don't. Like, I hate to cut you off, but I have to let the listeners know that we're waking up here with Linda Mac Shad on a Sunday morning, and we have Julio on the line. We're talking about healing with the truth. Julio, can you please pronounce your last name for me? You know, I don't like to mess up last names.
Yeah, I understand. It's first name is Julio, which is J-U-L-I-O, and my last name is Linares, which is L-I-N-A-R-E-S.
Great. We have Julio Linares on the line, and I interrupted him because I had to let you know what was happening. Julio, let's go back to talking about this covertness with this lying and this truth, and let's carry this on out. I had to do that. Got to take care of sponsors.
Yeah. Like we are against lying. That's one of the truths that we can tell ourselves, that we are against lying, but then again, deep down inside, in a hypocritical way, that we are for it covertly, like in a secret type of way. Like we don't want to hear lying, but sometimes our body by nature, we're kind of for it, like we're pro lying, but then we don't want to say it. And that's the same thing when it comes to politics. Like when a politician wants to get votes, they have to lie about what they're going to do, or a presidential state. you have to lie, because then if not, if you don't lie, and it's just a simple game. Like, there's another study that shows that, and we can see this every day if we really pay attention to children. Like, it comes with our genes. It's just, like, it's basically politics. Like, let's say babies will fake a cry and then pause just to see who's coming. If somebody's coming, they'll continue to cry some more just to attract them even more, because babies know what they're doing. They need that attention. So that's the only way they can speak for that moment. One-year-olds, they'll learn concealment. They'll know how to hide things just so they can keep it for themselves. Two-year-olds, they like to bluff. They like to threaten you and then try to see where you're coming from. Five-year-olds, they'll just flat out lie. They don't really care because they're not conscious in that state. Just 9-year-olds, they're masters of the cover-up because they're growing up, so they already know how to disguise the stuff that they're doing. And then, you know, years go by, and by the time you're in college, you'll lie to your mom, like, in about one out of every, like, 10 interactions. And this is everything that I saw, like, in a recent show, and I paid real close attention, and I was just like, wow, that's really interesting, because we really do that. And once you start paying attention and you start becoming an adult, you start seeing that, you know, there's social media, you know, you have Facebook, Twitter, dating sites. So we start, you know, lying more about ourselves and about our world, because that's the only way we know how to attract people, especially when they don't know you. So you have to throw a little jibber-jabber, kind of like in politics, and that would be the only way that we know how to attract people into our lives, just by a little bit of lying. But that little bit of lying is not just hurting everybody around us, but it's hurting us as well.
When you say it's hurting us, because, you know, eventually there is a saying, if you keep telling that lie, you'll begin to believe it. So is that where the hurt comes in? That's where it turns inner and it starts affecting us, because you're out here lying for the attention and the attraction. And if you do it long enough, you convince yourself that it's true, even though your life and your body knows that it's a lie. So because your body knows that it's a lie, it begins to react from that. Is that what I'm picking up here?
Oh, perfectly right. Just what I had said. See, the body, you know you're telling a lie, so then the body is just, you can feel it already in your intuition, inside your own gut, inside your own heart. So, you know, you kind of throw off your body with a little rhythm. And your body's just like, hold up, you're not, energetically, you're not projecting who you really are. You're faking a funk, basically, is what we're trying to say.
Okay, you're lying, you're faking it.
You're
I like
faking
that, faking the funk.
You're faking the funk, and then the body picks up on it. Why? Because you know what you're saying. Especially when you speak the truth, the body becomes so much more relaxed. Like, let's say, there's an oppression going on in our system, in the judicial system, and we're not liking that, so we want to see a change.
Okay.
And when you say that, the body's just like, yeah, I'm becoming more powerful within myself because I'm trying to preach and I'm trying to tell the people the truth, because this is what I am feeling, and I don't like that. And see, people do not build boundaries, or ethical boundaries, as another way to say it, about what it is that they want, or what they don't want, and what is it that we don't need? An unjustice judicial system. We want a justice judicial system in our communities, because we're not having equal rights, or we're not having equal opportunities, as an example, which is another truth. So that's what we want to see, and we want to see that change. But if you keep lying, how is that change going to happen? You understand what I'm saying? You're following me. So I want to make sure that people, yes, I know you're hearing me, and I want to make sure that our viewers and our listeners understand that we bring more awareness and more consciousness, not only to everything around us, but to our own selves. That's when a change starts happening. Even in just little situations in our families, relationships, and just having friends around, because we want to be able to attract the right people into our lives.
And it is very important to surround yourself with total goodness, but positivity and negativity, and I'm hearing what you're saying here, you need both of those things working together so that you can, you need to be around a little of the negative and inequality of everything so that you can understand where the change needs to take place. You have to actually witness it to see what it is. So when we talk about positive and negative, they go together, because you don't recognize positive unless you have actually come from a negative situation to know that that's something you don't need. And the same thing with inequality. You can drive through the communities. You can travel like a distance of 10 blocks and you will see a difference, you know, in housing, a difference in just the quality of merchandise, the difference, just the overall appearance of everything. So right off the bat, you know that there is an inequality somewhere here. So what I'm hearing you say is for social justice and taking care of society through understanding the truth, you will not only be able to work on that injustice, but you will be able to carry yourself and have a healthier body, because you'll be able to become aware, speak out, and make that change. It's like set that transformation up there. Everything does not have to remain the same. But again, if we do not stand up and speak out about it and recognize it, be aware of it, reflect on it, share it and educate each other about it, then nothing is going to happen out there. Then somebody else will be speaking and for you, and we need to speak for ourselves. Is that what I'm hearing as far as you dealing with the community, Julio? And I admire the way you broke down that age range, you know, with the babies crying for attention and the two-year-olds bluffing and the five-year-olds, masters of cover-up. And then as we move on through life, you know, babies are my thing. And when you're saying that, I'm reflecting back on, yeah, they do cry for attention. And if you pay them attention, they're going to continue to see if they can take it as far as they can take it. With my infants, I like to walk by them when they're crying for attention, and I ask them, do you want some cymbals with that song you're singing? Because I'm not getting ready to pick you up right now. And that infant will stop and look at me as if to say, you know, she's crazy. So, yes, they're very smart. They know what they're doing. Babies and young adults are little people. And I'm so glad that you brought it up, because we have a tendency to kind of like overlook that. But they're little people too. And it all starts at an early age. If your parent tells you how great you are and how wonderful, and let you know that you can do anything that you would like to do, that's one thing. But if that same parent is telling that child, you're ugly, you're nothing, you're greedy, we begin to believe that. So it is very important, and when you stop and think about it, if you're told how great you are and what you can do, and even if it's a lie to others, it's not a lie to you, because your body is letting you know that this is the right way to feel. But if you've been taught that you're ugly, that you have no choices out there, that you're this and you're that on the negative side, that also is going to have an effect on you. And it's up to you whether you take it as the truth or a lie. Is that what I'm hearing, Julio? It's really up to you to give the power from within to what you're hearing or what you're believing or what you're receiving. Am I on the right track here?
Yes, 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 exactly.
Okay.
Everything you said is really on point, because everything is a giving and receiving process, especially with the body, because we have energy centers, which are the chakra centers, which is the energy centers that we have all over our body. And that's when lies start to harbor in our body. When you give a lie, you start throwing off your energy centers, because, or if you keep in the lie, or you suppress the secrets that you, whatever it is that you've been through, or whatever it is that you do, the body starts becoming more sort of like a sponge, you know? You start soaking in stuff, and then you start becoming, you inflate yourself, But see, the sponge is something that you're supposed to squeeze and let everything out so you can go back to normal state. But some people are able to hold that for so long, that you become more, let's just say, not to discriminate any type of people who are big or obese or anything like that. I'm just saying you just start become fatter and fatter and fatter, and that's when, like, weight problems come into play, or you have cardiac issues, or you have high blood pressure. Why? Because you're holding in a lot of things inside your body. Or you start having headaches because you're not really letting your mind go. You start having nasal problems, allergies, or some type of ailment that we can go into that we know of. The body starts holding stuff in, so it starts creating stuff inside, like colon cancer, digestive problems. The body just starts holding stuff in because the organs are, they have a muscle memory. The organs have memory as well, so they know what's going on. So when you start holding stuff in like that, you become bigger and bigger and bigger, and the body can take so much. That's the beauty of it. But how much can the body take? It can't take too much. And we really want to be able to become aware with that, because you don't want to press the issue when it comes to a situation like that. Because the body is a self-recovery system, which it was built in order for you to recover and defeat any type of ailment. That's how we were put on this earth, especially in our genes. It shows in our genes that we have that code in order for us to be able to protect ourselves and surpass any type of ailment, because we want to be able to procreate and keep advancing as a human system. But it's not happening anymore because we're so used to it.
It's not happening because we're refusing to evolve. And I cut you off because this is so exciting to me, because evolution is what brings about everything. And when you speak about those genes, you know, how we adapt, because we have not always been bipedal individuals. We were quadrupedal, walking on four. And then we begin to stand up and go on two. But it was because of the environment and the conditions and the requirements that we had to make the changes. Just take chimpanzees and apes. We were in trees. We were tree down, but as we begin to get on land and move, the claws of that animal changed. Everything changed because they had to adapt, because they were evolving into a different situation. And as you say, the genes, everything that they ate, what were required, how they protected themselves are already built in. So when we go against the grain here, we are like you say, creating those illnesses, because the body is designed to heal thyself. So when we put in the prescription drugs and the this for the that, there is antibiotics that are made that don't work, because it's kicking off. It's not helping here. Those genes were not made to accept that type of antibiotic, so it just sort of like protects itself, and you never ever get a healing. So I'm hearing this within, because I believe in that, and there are so many things that can happen to you, you know, your ups and downs, and not saying that you're going to be a victim, but you can, those things can affect your health. Stress will kill you, and individuals do not understand that, because things are happening to you that are moving. You know that it's an abnormality, but you kind of like keep on pushing until it gets, like you say, larger and larger and larger, and here we go. We're overweight, we have headaches, we can't walk, we have blockage in our circulation, a lot of things, because the body, which is designed to heal itself, is listening to all of these lies that are coming in, whatever they might be, through prescription, through voices, through conversation, through experience, through relationships, through just whatever. The body is taking in all of this, and it is a sponge, and we're not allowing ourselves to squeeze it out. So when you say we're getting away from all of this, and this is why we have all the illnesses, that's why we have all the problems. Well, Julio, I am like ecstatic to be on the line. I know you're going to come back many, many times and share many, many things with us. But what I wanted to bring out to the listeners, you know, you work in the community a lot. And it's all about the community. Is it with the basketball coaching and with the young adults? Can you kind of like just touch on that a little bit? Because I understand that when you're training these young adults, you train them basically by using the truth and for them to understand the body. And that's why they're so successful at what they do. Where do you coach, or where can we go? How can we find you? Give us some information here.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. And I love the fact how you give a little stroke to the paint on everything that I said. But, yeah, you can also, if you have any information, I also do a little bit of health coaching. You can go ahead and find me on julio213@live.com, which is J-U-L-I-O 213 at L-I-V-E.com. I also do modeling and photography, which is one of my passions, and I also do poetry. If anybody wants to find me, they can go ahead and get at me on Facebook, which is D-O-C-T-A space Julio, which is J-U-L-I-O, and my last name is L-I-N-A-R-E-S, which is Linares. Or you can go ahead and find me on Instagram. So I like to post a lot of comedic truths or anything that's real when it comes to people or just life in general. Another thing that I like to do is which is basketball. I've been doing that since I was a little, since I was a child, since I was young. One thing that I've noticed since I grew up in inner city community, which is in South Los Angeles, is that we don't have the We're not susceptible, and we don't have the enough attention that we do need. And there's a lot of raw talent. When I say raw, it doesn't mean like it's bad or it's not cooked right. I'm just saying that it's the straight grain of the crop type of talent, because we're seeing not only kids that are book smarts, but we have kids that are street smarts, because we're seeing a different reality. So I believe that we are the right people for many, many jobs, because we take life seriously, especially when we haven't been silver spoon fed. And with that being said, I make sure that I didn't get the adequate attention that I wish I did get growing up, especially when it comes to basketball or sports or just coaching. And that's one of my passions now. Like, I make sure that these kids, when it comes to coaching, if you want to come and see me coach, you guys can go ahead and come see me at Normandy Recreation Center, which is located on West Venice Boulevard and South Normandy Avenue. These kids are not getting the adequate attention, not even from their parents, and I can see that. And then you start seeing different type of characters when it comes to children, because they're not getting the adequate attention. I know that our parents growing up have to work real, real, real hard. But see, that's the problem. When it comes to having children, yeah, it's going to be a difficult road, but that's a choice that you made, whether or not it was consciously. So you have to be able to change your schedule around your child. It's not about your job anymore. Who cares about the job? We're talking about a human being now. And that's why these kids act out nowadays. And I can see that in basketball or even in schools, because I did gang counseling for like about 6-7 years. And I still tend to do it now, even though I don't get paid. But I do it out of my own heart, that I try to guide and counsel these children. People need different types of attention and different types of way of communicating, because not everybody processes the information the same way, because our perceptions are very, very different. And that's what
totally
people don't
different.
Understand.
Exactly. They don't understand it, and that's what's wrong with these programs that are set up. They design them, viewing them from a being felt with a silver spoon. I am an advocate for children. I go to Sacramento on many occasions to speak with the Board of Education about our young adults, about what is lacking. And I remember one time I went up and I talked with them, and I told them, well, I requested that they return, regroup, and rethink the situation, because most of them there had nannies, so they really didn't know what I was talking about. And most of them did not know what it meant to not have a hot meal in the morning or all day long. If you haven't experienced it, you don't know it. And I'm so glad that you brought that point out, because we do process differently, each and every one of us, even as siblings in a family. The siblings, even though that's the same blood lineage, they still process differently on how things,
yes,
depending on the attention that they got or the other requirements that were needed. And it's extremely hard to be a parent. My grandparents taught me I never give one child without the other. I experienced that at a young age. And from that lesson, if there's a family with three children, if it's a birthday of one, it doesn't matter. If I go through the door, I'll have three gifts in my hand, because you don't give one without the other. That will affect a child. And when you say to get the attention and get the need, teaching, home visiting, while teaching, you have to visit your children's home. You want to know the type of environment that they're coming in. And once you go into some of these homes and see that this particular child that's living in a house with a family of maybe 10 or more, and their bed is located in a closet, then you understand why when that child is in your classroom that he sleep all day long, because you have viewed his situation. So by knowing this and being aware of this, you'll know how to go in and deal with this child. You know what he's coming up around. You know that he's not getting rest at night. So you're not going to holler at Johnny for dozing off. You're going to kind of like keep Johnny near you and give him something to do so that you can keep him busy, and perhaps maybe he will stay awake at least for story time. These things are very important. So to hear you say that, yes, you coach by giving attention is very, very important, because, yes, everyone processes different, and I take my glove off to you, Mr. Julio, for having that type of insight to be able to observe those children and to understand that each child needs a different type of attention, and we as adults have to be skilled in order to know all sides of the track. You know, you can have academic knowledge, and that's good, because that's like taking you to a higher level, but you also have to have that community street knowledge, because you're working with different types of individuals, not just everybody that's getting ready to go to Harvard. And when we step out here into our communities, and when we participate in events, parents, adults, even children, everyone, let's be aware of what's going on. Let's be conscious of the attention that this particular person has to have, but more so, let's all be truthful, and that's starting with ourselves first, because if you can tell yourself the truth about you, then you can tell anyone the truth about themselves, and you don't have to even worry about it. Just be ready for the consequences, whatever it might be. But once you have squared that sponge out, as Julio was telling us about, hey, you feel real good. Julio, I am going to say to you, thank you. And I'm going to repeat here that the recreation center that you're at is at Normandy and Venice, is that correct? That's the Normandy,
yes,
Recreational
enough.
Center, and that's,
yes,
your basketball. And to contact you, your email is julio213@live.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you,
yes,
have a number that you'd like to give out, is that possible, or you just like them to contact you by email? How would you like that?
Oh, yeah. They could go ahead and give me on a phone number, which is 213-746-5740.
Okay, 213-746-5740. Okay. Repeat the number once again for me.
Which is 213-746-5740.
All right. So listeners out there, you can email Julio at julio213@live.com. Give him a call at 213-746-5740. Julia, I'm going to ask you and put you on the spot now. I know you're busy. I know you're out there, that modeling career, singing. But the next time you come back, would you bring some of your great poetry with us? And I'm going to ask you to come back and share again with the families and the communities. Are you up for that?
Oh, yeah, be more than grateful. I just wrote a poem like about 2 nights ago. I was up until 5 in the morning, so I'll be more than happy to
do
that.
Would you like to share that poem? Listeners, you're listening to Wake Up with Linda McShann. I have Julio Linares on the line. Julio, please share that poem before we go.
Okay, yes. It was a poem regarding It was regarding my own self and the truths that I see around and what I was feeling. So the name of the poem that I created, and just one second before I get into that, if you guys want to go ahead and see some of my modeling artistic work that I've done, or you can go ahead and hit up the clothing line, which is family run. One of my cousins, they run it. It's called City Life Clothing. You can go ahead and find it on Facebook. So go ahead and do that. Check it out on Facebook.com. If you have an account, just go ahead and type in City Life Clothing. You can't miss
okay.
it. Yeah. And the name of the poem that I wrote was, it's called If. If. You know, it could be an ambiguous title, but I wrote it down, If. And here's how it goes. If looking into your eyes would only last a second, I will make sure I died in that moment. If the love we created is so strong that it rocks a boat into wreckage, I'd ask you to marry me without a priest and only one singing reverend. And what if I was feeling in a sentimental mood while Duke Ellington and John Coltrane played All Night Under the Moon? To soothe and erase the pain of 100 deaths caused by a typhoon, as it gently caressed your eyes and lips, putting you to sleep like a pretty fool, like boys and girls causing a rant over emotions after school. That's how crazy I get whenever I'm around you. But once the bridge was lost between our hearts, like a sad jazz tune from Coltrane and Hartman and the train from the start, remember it at the end, when the last train stopped and arrived. My one and only love was just like that. Gone with the wind as many washed away sins are worn like that. Sun rays in the dark night, as the dark night races with 1,000 bats. Those silent hyenas crawl slowly while whispering secrets towards the back. In the end, we were two ghosts, not believing we were dead to death. Unable to conceive the idea that we both were in love the last time we took the last breath, lost in limbo forever in a coma, as if an old and gray couple placed their own hands in each other's chest, awaiting to leave the physical into the spiritual, up above with the rest, writing poetry until sunrise. The sun rose as I watched the death and rebirth of a rose, the decay being greedy in the cave full of eternal gold. Finally being able to hold with my two hands as they unfold when I finally end onto a form of mold. You gotta give 100% whenever it is that you wanna love, but not too many people wanna do that because they're scared to give it away like a flying away dove. But see, that's the problem. Nobody wants to do that.
Nobody.
And that's what happens.
William,
yeah,
that is beautiful.
Exactly.
You're going to have
yes.
to. I want a copy of that. You know I'm going to frame it. I want a copy of it. I'm going to frame it. I'll be the first sign it. Please, please let me have a copy of that beautiful poem. And it is If. You know, and when I hear the word if, it's like if I would have did this, if I would have did that, if I didn't want to want. Because as
yes.
you say, no one wants to do that. They don't want to go to the mirror and face the reflection. I've had many, many people in my lifetime. I'm pretty thick-skinned and I've had to grow into that in order to survive. I'm not too much of a wimp. I'll give you a run for your money, and I feel good about being able to do that. And the good thing about it is I can remain a lady and wear lipstick, but I'm going to still get you, okay, because that keeps me from being ill on the inside. But, you know, many, many people have come to, you know, they come with fears, and their fears they want to push on to you, and then they get upset because you don't feed into their fears. You know, it's like so sad that We want everybody to do everything, but yet we don't want to do anything. So when you said if and when you made the statement, nobody wants to do that. You know, they want to give the direction, but they don't want to take the action. Life is to be lived by doing stretches and taking action. Lip service means nothing. Show me, and then I might have to put on a pair of bifocals because I might not believe it when I see it. I got to deal deeper into it because, you know, everybody likes the lie. Healing thyself with the truth is what this society needs. But first of all, and I'm going to leave you with this, we need to tell the truth to ourselves first. And then whatever lie we put out there to give to somebody else, we can help wheel them back in when we see that they're not taking that too well or it's not working too well for them, or we might have to go through a period of transformation and change up. Julio, it has been an honor and a pleasure. I know you're coming back. I will be speaking with you the beginning of next week because I want my poem, a copy of it. And normally this morning we came 8 a.m. On Sundays we'll be doing p.m., but because the youth is calling and I have some events to go to today and I need to pay it forward and spread my angel wings to one of my graduates that's graduating from an awesome leadership program, but she's ready for the world. She started with herself. She went through that transformation, and now she can reach out and help others and show them how to do the same thing. I have to pay it forward this evening, and that is what I intend to do because there were people that paid it forward for me. And as I stated to the listeners earlier today, if you keep your hands closed and your fists tight, you can't receive anything. So it's all about paying it forward, sharing the love. It's about bringing people into consciousness. This is Sunday. This is a community event, family hour, and those parents that are listening out there and the youth that are listening out there, here's a young man that's here that's going to coach you if you're interested in basketball by giving you the attention that you need. Listen up. Get to him because it's all about the process through knowing the attention that's needed out there. And that's what we do. When we wake you up, it's just not to get up out the bed. It is to wake you up. We want you to stand into your greatness, step into it, and stay there. Julio, I'm going to go. We have another caller coming on. We have another person, Miss Jasmine Henderson. And stay online. Just listen in to us. And we're going to bring Jasmine in. And I want to say have a great day. And I love you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Linda.
All right, Julio. Thank you so much. Good morning. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Who am I speaking with?
Well, good morning, Linda. This is Jasmine Henderson.
Jasmine. Thank you, thank you. I had the listeners waiting. They wanted to hear from you this morning. I told them you were coming back. We have Jasmine Henderson on the line. And the title of your book, would you repeat that for us, please, Jasmine?
Yes. So my book is A Broken Vow. And it's my story from single mom, from virgin to single mom in 4 months.
Okay. And you said that you were going to talk today about self-awareness, and there was something that you were going to couple. Is this a topic of the book? You know, we came on earlier this morning, Jasmine, because today is a youth call event. There is a torch bearing this evening. You know, there's a wonderful leadership program, and I have a person that is completing that program, and we have to pay it forward. I'm an angel, so I'm going to have to go spread my angel wings. So therefore, the show came on this morning instead of the p.m., and I'm so glad you're taking out time here. So would you share with us just a little bit about, you know, working on what you're going to talk to us about? Your book is remarkable. You are a remarkable parent. I just love each and every time that you come on and share with us. So we're ready.
Yes. Well, you know, Linda, thank you so much for having me on again after I spoke with you the last time and just sharing my book. I really, part of my book is, yes, it's about my story about how I found out I was pregnant, what it was like during my pregnancy. And a big part of that as well was just finding and discovering a little bit more about, you know, self-worth and how I kind of got through where I was at that point in life. And really this morning what I wanted to share is, and I just wanted to help make the youth aware about, you know, the different things that are going on just in the media and the world around them, to really make them aware and just see something new instead of just kind of passively allowing things to come into their world, into their circle, into their life, into their train of thought, and to really just see some things for what they are and start a discussion on that. So, because really, we all know just about, you know, the media and sex, and there's this misconception, Linda, that sex sells. And the thing is that it's not just sex. Actually, you know, it's women, like women's body as sexual beings. Like that's really what's being sold and everything like that. So what I really want to challenge the listeners this morning is really look at what is being served to them. And I was watching a video earlier in the week that is basically how the media failed women in 2013, and how it just really, if you watch that, look that up on YouTube, listeners, how the media failed women in 2013, because it really shows just how women have been kind of served as objects instead of real people. And nothing kind of, you know, upset me more, Linda, than I went out with a friend to go sing karaoke on a Friday night, and everything was fine, and it was 80s night, and it was all good. And then next thing you know, they're playing music videos and still good. They're playing, you know, Hey Ya and the happy song and everything. And then they played Blurred Lines. Have you heard the song Blurred Lines, Linda?
No.
Yeah, well, anybody has. I'm sure the youth out there have, and it's a very popular song by Robin Thicke and Pharrell. And to be honest, I had heard some of the lyrics, and they were, even that was a bit alarming what they were talking about, let alone when I saw the video, Linda. The women were literally naked with no, nothing really, you know, boobed out, full frontal, everything, nothing but lipstick on. Mm. And it just really, and we're at just a regular karaoke bar, you know, and it just really kind of alarmed me that, you know, women are still dancing. And I think my friend and I, just being who we are, we decided to just walk out, and we weren't really going to stand for that. But as we were walking out, Linda, you know, we know the people there said, you know, said it, spoke our piece, and we're walking out. But as I was walking out, I noticed that there is this line of men that are just standing there drinking their drinks, just completely focused on the video. And here we are at a regular karaoke bar having fun. It's 80s night, and there's a bit of, you know, what could be considered a bit of soft porn, really, that's going on in the middle of having a good night. And it just kind of triggered something in me in terms of, you know, there's different things like that, different media that's out there about women that's going on all the time, you know, different commercials and in magazines and billboards and, you know, just music videos, movies. There's all these things, and especially as the world continues to be more connected in social media and everything like that, instead of being, you know, bombarded with, you know, what used to be 500 ads or commercials or advertisement, you know, it's really almost 5,000 a day that we see. And yes.
Well, you know, not cutting you off, Jasmine, but I'm hearing you, and I'm seeing, and even in my studies, you know, like back in 1736, you know, women have always been objects, even, you know, with marriage. the family's looking for the wealthy to take on the bride. So they've been passed around like objects. The women go from their fathers into their husbands, and that's it. So it's really not a woman's world. It is basically out there so the man can boast and keep his seed going, and, you know, the in-law, the money, the whatever. And the same thing here as far as our young adults. You know, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, leave some imagination for the man to wonder about. You just don't show everything. Even though I was an entertainer, you know, and when you're on stage, you're dressed one way. But when you're off stage, you're another. And I worked with an organization that did high fashion crochet modeling. And crochet is very lucrative. And, you know, it's very thin. Even though we had pantyhose underneath, the appearance that it gave was that it was nudity. But it wasn't nudity. And we were like 100, 200 feet away from our audience. That was a job, okay? But yet still, when we come off, we cover up. And the same thing now. I work with a lot of youth events. And, you know, we do red carpets as steps to success. We lay those carpets down and put the banners up, and it's for the youth event show. And I will not lay a carpet or head a carpet for any director, CEO, or any person that allows nudity on my carpet. Those young adults have to be covered up, no skin, no splits, no belly buttons, because you can't walk on this carpet looking like this. You're young adults, and you will act accordingly. So if you don't want to put a cape over your naked arms, and you put those boots down a little bit, because we don't want to see them up under your chin until later, you're young adults. I'm talking about youth starting from the ages 4 to 19 to maybe 21. You will not step on this carpet with that split up. It just won't happen. Yeah. So I'm listening to you here. I applaud you for walking out, because no one wants to look at that. And men today, they don't know what they want to see. Okay, if they would let the young ladies have some imagination, then they would perhaps maybe appreciate the young ladies more. Give a man some imagination. Don't let it hang all the way out there. You know, let him wonder about it. Let him wonder what's up under there. Do you have to show body? If you have a brain, it will speak for itself. And if you have a brain and you attract the right person, he won't care what your body looks like. He's into your brain. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to survive as people, as a society, yes, we have to walk out of those type of places. Jasmine, I know that you have a short time this morning. I'm cutting out early because the youth is calling. I want to have you please state to the listeners how to contact you, the title of your book again, and how we can get in touch. And I'm going to ask you again, you know, I'm going to ask you to return, so can I get a yes on that? And you can return anytime and as many times as you want to, because you are what we're looking for as guiding and informing and sharing, and especially with our youth. So I'm glad you're telling those young ladies out there they're being exposed. And it's through the media. And as I was speaking with Julio Linares earlier, and he was saying it's like everybody's lying to each other. Number one, we're lying to ourselves. So you're lying. You know, who got the biggest boobs? Who got a fix? Who got a this? Who got a that? Well, I'm going to get my ankles narrowed out. I'm going to get my whatever. You know, it's up to you however you want to do it, whatever you want to do with your body. But my request here is waking up with Linda McShann is to wake up your brain cells. And when those brain cells get to firing and moving with one another, then you'll probably view things a different way. And to your young ladies out there, don't show everything you have. The man, I don't care what time it is, they're old-fashioned. They like to chase, and they like to wonder. So be a little mystique out there. You know, just don't let it all hang out. If he's seeing it all while you're in the street, then what sense? He'll never take you to his home or be alone with you. He don't have to. And if you don't watch it, the girl that's wrapped up over there like a mummy is the one that gets to go to Thanksgiving dinner and meet Mom. I just want to put that out there, okay?
Yes.
So you can hang it out if you go on, Jasmine. I had to get that out there.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, I think, Linda, the hardest thing is, you know, for women, just trust yourselves. Like for young women out there, just trust yourself, trust your instincts, you know, and don't compete with other women. It's not necessary. There's room in the universe for all of us to shine as bright as we want. We don't need any haters. We don't need any backstabbing. You know, men's attention is not worth all of that. And yeah. I think the more we trust ourselves and see our greatness and see how worthy we are, and that there is not, and even for men too, there is not a need for the other half. No, we are whole, and we're looking for that other whole person to share that life with.
Right on, Jasmine Henderson. Jasmine, thank you. And I am going to, you know, now I'm smiling over here. I'm going to have a great, 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 great day. And see, these ladies, they don't understand. I say, we don't understand. It's just not, you know, I'm not really judging anyone or some or anything of that nature. But you have to, like Jasmine say, know your worth, okay? Know your worth and demand the respect that you're supposed to have. But you know, if you don't respect yourself, you don't recognize it, so how in the world can you expect someone else to do it? And you know, this
exactly.
is a very disrespectful society, and the reason why it's like it is because it's allowed. I have to sometimes mm-hmm. stay at home and keep my mouth shut because I'm a Southerner dead out of Texas. And if you know anything about Texans, you know that they don't play that disrespect. It is like it's unheard of. So I have to sometimes walk away, stay at home, and not be around. Because if I find myself in a disrespectful environment, somebody might have to, you know, come and get me out. Because, you know, your bloodline is your bloodline. And it's kind of hard to break away from that. So I'm just saying, if we respect one another, we can have dialogue with one another. We can go heart to heart with one another. And those persons out there that have those hard hearts that are no longer softened, that have those frozen hearts, through dialogue and through understanding and through conversation like this, and especially for our young ladies, for everybody, but especially the young ladies out there, you know, listen up, understand. Trust yourself, and you don't have to compete with anybody. I don't compete with anybody. I'm too busy competing with myself, so you don't even count over there, okay? And the best thing for us to do is to come together, sit down, and have some dialogue, because whatever you feel or whatever you're seeing don't have anything to do with what I got to do. See, that's what I teach the young ladies that come into my workshop. It doesn't matter, because we cannot get hung up on that. We need to bond together, come together, learn how to trust ourselves, and demand the respect out there. Cover up them boobs. It's okay to wear that bright red lipstick and them stilettos, but cover up the boobs. Leave the man some imagination. And with that thought, Jasmine, I'm going to say, I will talk to you later. Thank you so much. Jasmine, the author of A Broken Vow. Give
and
us your
you can,
number, Jasmine.
Yes, so you can definitely check out my website. I blog and keep everything up to date on there at jasmine-henderson.com. My book is on Amazon. You can download it for Kindle. And thank you so much, Linda, for having me on this morning. You just have a very blessed and wonderful day, and I'll see you there tonight.
Okay, let's go watch that goodness happen. Let's go watch that torch being passed. You know, when we get it, we have to pass it on to others. And I'm so glad that you and all the listeners out here are part of my life. Let's continue to move forward. Jasmine, see you, and thank you so much.
Bye, Linda.
All righty, bye-bye. right, we had some fun this morning waking up with Linda Mac Chan. Not just get up, wake up. Step into your greatness and stay there. We had Julio Linares with us this morning. He was talking about healing with the truth, meaning let it go. Squeeze that stuff out of your body. That is what we hold on to, and it makes us heal. And then we had Jasmine Henderson, the author of A Broken Vow, come on, and she was talking about self-work, talking about situations and how women are being exploited out there with the media. It's nothing but scan, scan, scan. That was exciting. So we had a girl to girl talk with that, and for the parents out there listening, and also with Julio, he coaches young adults in basketball, but the beauty of Julio is he starts with the attention that each child needs. Everything is a process, and every one of us processes differently. You know, tomorrow we will be on in the p.m. that's 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock. It is youth calls out here, and we have to switch it up so that we can be there for the youth. There's a lot of auditions going on. There's a lot of boot camps going on. We are just like out here paying it forward to the youth any way that we can. And parents, before we go, I want to let you know to tune in to us tomorrow evening. You know, you have been listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. I love you. And remember, if your dreams do not frighten you, then they're not big enough.
Around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. If the hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind.